for transfer your call.
U.S. District Court, how can I help you?
Hi, I am looking at the website here. I see it said there was a East Michigan and a West Michigan court, but it looks like you have one in Lansing, Grand Rapids, Marquette, and Kalamazoo. Is that correct?
Correct. Those are the divisional offices for the Western District.
Okay. Oh, those are the offices, but there's not an actual court in those places, or?
There is. There's a court in each location.
Oh, okay. So if I wanted to file a federal lawsuit in Lansing, for example, there's a federal district court there. I could do that.
Correct. Yep. We'd be part of the Western District. So if you wanted to file your case in the western half of Michigan, you could do that in Lansing.
Okay. Does that make a difference as far as, like, I'm in Linden. It's like, an hour away. I mean, I'm kind of in the middle, but I don't like going to Detroit, so is that...
I understand. What I would ask you is, where did your case arise from? Like, did it happen?
It arose from Tennessee, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah. You can file it here.
And do you know if, this is going to be a civil RICO case against like over a dozen people, and most of them, I mean, actually, I think all of them, except for one, is in Tennessee. And I know a lot of times they want you to file it at the court where it's closest to them. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but am I able to file it in Michigan?
You can file here, yes.
Okay.
I'll give you legal advice as if this is the correct court without seeing your case, and we would send it off to the law clerks for review, but you can definitely file it here.
Okay.
If they say it should have been filed in Tennessee, we transfer it down there.
Okay. And does, as far as statute of limitations and everything, does the file date preserve from when I file it with you all if they need to move it?
Yes. If you file it, you know, say today's your date you filed the case.
Okay, so if I filed it tomorrow, then it would be the filed as of tomorrow, whether it's in Nashville or not, it would be as of that filed date, whether they decide to move it or not.
Correct. Yep. Whatever day the clerk gives it is the day it's considered filed.
Okay, I got another question for you. One of the reasons, they took away a home from me that was, it's worth $900,000 now without a due process or anything. And anyways, it left me broke and destitute, and I'm on welfare now and in the wonderful state of Michigan living in my mother's basement. So basically I got no money. And so that's one of the reasons I can't fight a out of state lawsuit. And I also have a few disabilities that, and because of that, I can't drive over the Cincinnati Bridge, and that's a big deal for me. And they knew that in that court when I was in Tennessee, and they made light of it, made fun of it, don't care. So if I have to fight them in a lawsuit, I need to be somewhere I can drive to go back and forth. And so that's why I would prefer to do it in Michigan or even in Cincinnati if I had to, but I really can't drive past Cincinnati you wouldn't believe how many times I wish there was somebody I could pay $100 just to drive me over the bridge and take a taxi back and then let me keep going. But I can't drive over that bridge unless I got at least a half dozen Xanax in me, and it's not a good idea. But so as far as disabilities, I know with Tennessee they had a form for ADA accommodations. They didn't do any of it, but, you know, they had a form I could fill out and pretend they were. Is there anything like that for the federal courts as far as me trying to explain circumstances or trying to explain to them why I want to file it here as opposed to in Tennessee?
I don't think, Willie, that we have a specific form on our website, but what I would suggest is just write everything out and title it, you know, either motion for accommodations or request for accommodations, however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
That way the judge knows what's going on.
Okay. And and the other thing I'd really like to be able to do, if possible, is file electronically. Is that, I know, I have a friend that knows how to do all this, and he said that, I have a Pacer account, and he had said that you can get if you call the court within an hour or so, they can make it to where your Pacer account, you can file through that. When I talked to Nashville, they said that wasn't the case. They used a separate ECF system, and you had to submit a motion and wait for the court to get back to you. So I
yeah.
guess different courts are different, but...
Well, we're similar. Since you're not an attorney, your mm-hmm. first couple filings would have to be in paper format, either mailed to the clerk's office or dropped off in person. You can file a motion to become an e-filer with us. If that motion gets granted, then our attorney clerk gets you set up to be able to file online. But until that motion gets granted, you do have to turn everything in a paper.
Okay, and that's not, like, I know a lot of things when you file, you have to send copies to everybody that you're suing or whatever. That's not something you have to copy to everybody. It's just for the court, right?
I would tell you to check the rules on that one.
Okay.
We have an application on our website,
mm-hmm.
pro se application for e-filing. Just follow the directions on that.
Okay, one more question. Mm-hmm. Now, my friend told me that all I had to have to file the lawsuit was the complaint and a title page. Is that correct, or do you have to have all the summonses filled out in advance?
Close. What you're going to need is a complaint. The title page is optional.
The title page is what?
It's optional. I'm assuming you're meaning the civil cover sheet.
Yeah, the federal civil.
Yeah, that one you don't have to have. It's nice, but it's not a requirement.
Okay.
We also require you either have the $402 filing fee or...
I can do the $402. Yeah, I don't need
that. Or there's the application to waive the fee.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I can pay the $402 by borrowing the money, but one thing I'm curious about is about getting service fees waived and having because since I got a dozen people to serve, it's going to get kind of expensive. So I didn't know, can I pay cash for the filing fee, but then put in a motion for the service? Yeah.
So the way it usually works, if you pay that $402 filing fee and you ask for a motion for the marshals to serve your case,
mm-hmm.
judge either grants or denies that.
Okay.
If you go for the waiver of fee, if that gets granted, included in that order is a sentence that says something along the lines of that service of this case will be upon the U.S. Marshals if the court deems it to be ready for service. Something along those lines. That's not exactly verbatim, but close to that.
Okay.
So if your fee is waived, service of your case of the complaint would be on the marshals.
Okay. And what I was also told was if you do the fee waiver, then it's kind of an extra hoop to jump through, and they could not allow the case to go through or whatever. So they made it sound like paying the...
That is a potential.
So that was why I was more thinking pay the $400, but then I was just curious whether or not I could get any assistance as far as the service goes, just because mm-hmm. it's going to be a lot of money.
He's got to motion the court and ask for it.
Okay, so it can be done. And is there a form for that, or is that just if I'm not doing the fee waiver, but I'm just doing the motion for the...
You just type up a motion, or you can even write it out, motion for service by the U.S. Marshals and why you would want the marshals to serve.
Okay. And another question, I know I just said one more, but I keep thinking of more. another question is, now, I was told that after you file, you have 21 days to make any modifications. Is that correct?
That one I would direct you to the rules on. It depends on your status of your case.
Okay. Well, the case hasn't been filed yet, so it doesn't have any status. It's just I'm not going to have everything perfect to file it now, but because of the statute of limitations, I need to file it now. So I just wanted to see if I would be able to still finish, I still had 21 days to get it perfect before serving everybody.
That depends on how fast everybody gets everything in and how fast orders come through. I mean, sometimes I blink on a case and there's a new order in there. So I can't say for certain.
Right, but I meant if I never served, if I filed the case, but I never served anybody immediately, and I waited to serve everybody until I got the polishing touches on it, is that allowed?
You got to look at the federal rules for that one. I can't tell you that one.
Okay. So as far as... So as far as when I actually file, though, I don't have to have summons typed out for each person and all that jazz yet.
If you're paying the filing fee, you mm-hmm. do.
Oh, you do if you're paying the filing fee?
If you don't pay the filing fee and you do that fee waiver,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to have summons.
Okay. And is there any way to pay the filing fee but to put in for a fee waiver to where if they don't approve it, then the filing fee would count, but if they do approve it, you get your money back? No.
No, I don't think we've ever done a refund on a filing
fee. Okay, that's fine. So So it sounds like I want to pay the $400, but it sounds like, because like some of these people I still don't have the address for example, and so I don't even know how I would do a summons for all of them because there's so many, but I have to have a summons, I have to get the summons the day that I file the complaint, right?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
I have to have all the addresses ready to get the summons the day I file the complaint, right?
No, if you're going to be serving it yourself, you only have to have the names filled out. We don't have to have addresses to certify the summons.
Oh, okay. So you don't. So if I'm filing it and I pay you guys the $400, I don't have to have all the summons sheets ready for you guys to fill out.
Well, you got to have the names on it. You got to have
the names on the complaint. The names on the
have their addresses.
Okay, the names on the complaint, but I don't have to have the addresses. Okay, that's easy enough. One more probably. With the appendixes, I was told that the appendixes really didn't matter on the page count. Is that true or is that not true? What can you tell me about that?
I'm not sure I quite understand your question.
The appendixes, like on a complaint, I believe there's a certain amount of page numbers for a complaint, but you can have appendixes like the, you know, prior court record or this or that, and I was told that there's not a specific page number. Like, so if I have 300 pages from other court stuff mm-hmm. that took place, I'm allowed to file that as an appendix, or is there
Nope, there's no page limit on that.
Okay, so the appendixes, there's no page limit on, and what is the actual, is there an actual limit on the complaint itself or not?
No.
Okay. Okay, and so all I need then to file this tomorrow is the complaint and the $402 and that's really it, right? Huh?
Your summons.
The summons. So the... So it's just going to be one summons, even though there's 10 people on it?
Nope, it has to be one summons per each defendant.
Okay, so I just have to have their names on it, though. I don't have to have their addresses on it yet, but I do need to get one summons for each defendant. And is that something that I leave with stamped, or is that something I just leave there, or how does that work?
So if you're paying the fee when you come tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
it'll take us a few minutes, but we'll issue the summons back to you almost immediately.
Okay.
We'll and take a look at the case. We make sure everything's there and signed, and we issue summons.
Okay. And then I could bring a motion with me tomorrow to do the electronic filing and to do the what do you call it on the service? Oh, motion for service by the U.S. Marshals. So is that what that's called? Just title it like a motion for service by the U.S. Marshals?
You can do that. Now, if you're going to ask for service by the Marshals, we would probably keep the summons because
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't, you know.
Right.
We would keep those. We can give those to the Marshals, if that makes sense.
Right, but I don't have all the addresses yet, so I didn't know if I could do that a week
or
later or
Marshals.
Something.
To serve, we got to have addresses for everybody.
Right. I just didn't know, you know, because you have, 90 days to serve, so I didn't know if, I could just wait 2 weeks or something to serve, is my understanding.
You can. If you're going to ask for service by the Marshals and you don't have the addresses, you can wait on that.
Okay. So then, just to try to get my brain right again. So if I'm going to wait on that and I'm going to ask for service by the Marshals, I don't have to have all the summons papers typed out for each, or do I still need to have one with the name on for each?
You don't have to.
Okay.
If you're going to ask for the Marshals to serve,
right.
You don't have to have those.
Okay.
You have to have the addresses at some point. I mean,
right.
I'm just going to
say,
maybe we can serve those, but we can't.
Right. I got that. Do I need to include any language on the type motion to tell them, you know, I'm going to still provide that information, but I don't have it just yet?
I can't tell you what to do.
Okay. Okay, so...
Whatever you think is best.
Okay. Everything I thought was best last time didn't get me anywhere. I have a thousand pages filed in Tennessee, and they did not give me credit for one word. They did not use one single word out of 1,000 pages over 4 years of fighting with them.
Everything I can tell you is if it's important to you,
mm-hmm.
then it would be important for the court to know about it.
Okay. Okay, I guess... I guess in the ADA accommodation, then I could ask them, you know, because of poverty and this and that and everything else, to see if I could keep the case here. But then if they're not going to allow that, then ask for them to, you know, move it to Cincinnati, which is a halfway point, but not to take it all the way to Tennessee so I don't have to drive over the bridge, huh?
You can do that, whatever okay. you want to put in there.
Okay, and okay, so the electronic filing, I can put in a motion for that. Do you have any idea how long it usually takes to find out about something like that?
It really just depends on which judge the case is assigned to and how busy their docket is on that given day.
Okay. I mean, like a week, a month, no idea.
I wish I could give you a good
okay,
time.
No idea.
Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's 2-3 weeks and it's still not there, so it just depends.
Okay, so I need a separate request then for the ADA accommodation and a separate one for the e-filer and then a separate one for the service by the marshal. And for the service by the marshal, do I need to specify not to charge me, please, or it's just a given if the marshals are going to serve it?
If the marshals serve, it'll say in the order what the fee is or is not. That's up to the judge. So I can't speak for that.
Okay. So I can request they waive the fee, but it's never maybe yes, maybe no. Okay. All right. Well, I think I know what I need to know, and I can just bring a check or a credit card, and that's fine, and and just come down there to the Lansing office and and file it.
The only
and
thing you can't bring is your cell phone. They won't let you bring your cell phone in the building.
Oh, well, that's good to know because I would have had it on me. I'm glad you just said that.
Yeah, you take it back to your car, so it adds time on. So just leave your cell phone in your car. Make sure you have your ID with you because I do check that.
Okay. I do have one question regarding that. My birthday was a couple days ago, and I just renewed my driver's license, and I haven't got it in the mail yet, so it's going to have, like, a date that's expired by 2 days, but I have the temporary piece of paper. I already paid it. Are they going to accept
my
ID?
Okay, bring that in. Yeah, they should.
Okay.
If they don't, ask them if they can call the clerk's office, and I can come down.
Okay.
And we'll just
what's your name?
Do it in the post office there. My name is Emily.
Emily. Okay. So Emily, and you're in the clerk's office. Okay. Yeah. I got so busy with the dadgum trying to work on the lawsuit that I blew off mailing it in to get my driver's license renewed, and then it struck me when I was getting ready to do an affidavit or something, I had to go get notarized, and I thought, oh damn, that's gonna. So I renewed it online, but I haven't got it in the mail yet. So okay,
yeah, just bring that paper with you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Emily. So for what I need, other than doing the motions and stuff, just the $402 in the complaint, and that should be, I should be able to file it, right?
Yep. If you miss anything, we'll let you know, and we can always print stuff off your things, too.
Okay, great. And but my filing date, as far as statute of limitations and stuff, will go as of tomorrow when I file it.
Yep. We put a file stamp on it, the date and time.
Thank you very much. Oh, do I need two copies, or what do I need as far as I leave with one copy? I just bring one copy?
Yep. If you want us to file stamp a copy for your records, you can bring a second one. It's not required.
Okay. All right. That's the only way I'd walk out with anything in my hand, right?
Well, we'll still give you, your case number so you know what it is.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate your help. You were very helpful, and
we'll
I appreciate
see you tomorrow.
It. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.